This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Pat Mack. A locally owned company is now publishing the Colorado Springs Business Journal. The paper's first issue under new ownership comes out tomorrow. It's now run by the same folks who published the Colorado Springs Independent, an alternative news weekly. The Independent's longtime publisher is John Weiss. He says buying the Business Journal from a larger Minnesota-based company that publishes newspapers around the country will benefit the Pikes Peak area.
We're a big believer in locally produced newspapers. We believe newspapers are the foundation of good communities, and if a newspaper can provide vital information, it can help bring communities together. We are a big believer in having locally owned newspapers because the people live there, they care for their community. One of the things that's transformed newspapers across the country is national chains. And now almost every newspaper in Colorado has been part of a national chain. And we think that's one reason that the decision makers are not close to their community. They're often stepping stones. So we launched The Independent 19 years ago to be an alternative news weekly to provide arts, culture, opinion in Colorado Springs, which is a very conservative city, and we wanted to provide another point of view. We saw the local business paper not doing very well. They used to do well, but they've had a lot of turnover and they weren't really connected to the community as we had hoped. So we approached the national chain and said, based out of Minneapolis, a company called Dolan, and said, would you be interested in selling the paper? And initially they weren't, but after 3 years of pinging them with emails, they finally said they were interested, and we agreed upon a mutually acceptable price. And so we're very excited. But it's a different type publication than our current publication. The Business Journal is a publication designed to provide information the business community needs to make decisions. So it's a niche publication, but both need good journalism. And right now we're keeping the companies totally separate, but down the road, we believe there'll be some back office, whether it's art department or circulation or accounting, that we can create savings.
So what does this mean for the staff of the Business Journal in Colorado Springs? You know, are you guys going to be adding staff? Are the folks who are there staying? Will the two newsrooms work together at all?
With very few exceptions, we offered everyone jobs at the Business Journal, and they accepted. We anticipate growth for both the Independent and the Business Journal in the months and years ahead. But that's based on us providing great, timely information that will get readers interested. And the trick to newspapers is you need to provide information that readers want, and advertisers will follow the readers. If you can get the readers, you can make money off advertisers. But the trick is providing good content.
What's interesting, you mentioned growth. I mean, some might question your decision to buy a new newspaper, create a new company to do this at a time when the newspaper industry isn't exactly booming.
We believe that newspapers have a bright future. We will, both of our, all our publications have robust websites, and we have cyber hires, and we do, you know, so it's not just a print product. We're a media company, but we believe in print. Certain things are great on radio. Certain things are great on TV. Certain things the web does very well. There are certain things, long form, in-depth journalism, that print is very effective at. It's also very effective for many advertisers. People said TV was going to kill radio, or the internet was going to kill TV and radio. Well, there's niches, and there will be a need for print, and we envision ourselves being the long-term player in our community, Colorado Springs.
How will the Colorado Springs Business Journal be different under your new ownership? I mean, will readers notice a difference right away?
They will notice some changes. We brought a columnist who writes for The Independent, but he used to write for the Business Journal back. We're not making that many changes right now because there's just all sorts of transition issues. But we believe a year from now, it will be more reporting on local business, more decisions made by local decision makers. We see it playing an active role with local business organizations and promoting business. And we will redefine business very broadly. It's not only traditional for-profit businesses. We see the nonprofit sector. We see the education sector. We see lots of different factors. We see arts and culture have an impact on business. And so we anticipate expanding our coverage, but mostly localizing it, because the people who will be making decisions are long-term players in our community.
John Weiss is publisher of the Colorado Springs Independent. The same people who published that paper recently bought the Colorado Springs Business Journal. The first issue of the locally owned Business Journal comes out tomorrow. I'm Pat Mack, Colorado Public Radio News.